Welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 12. News and updates. Well, I haven't got that much news to share with you this time around, but I have actually started something that's quite an important project. Up until now, you have been able to access the Ascended Master Lectures from within the White Star Temple by either downloading the free samples that I have on my website or through this podcast, or by going to my online store and purchasing the original recordings on CD. I've made these CD sets available for quite some time. But I realise that as the last couple of years have gone by, that more and more people are expecting and wanting to be able to download the audio content immediately. So I've just started to finally upload these original recordings as a paid download, so that you can download the CDs instantly without having the extra expense of postage. So I've uploaded the first audio set from within the Melchizedek University, which has 13 audio files. It's cheaper than buying the CDs, not the least because you don't have to pay for postage, but I've also made it cheaper again because I don't have to take the time to create those CDs for you. So do please go to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com, and Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Go to my online store and you'll find the first download package available, and I'd be greatly honoured if you were to begin your journey within the White Star Temple. Well, would you believe that since my last podcast, I managed to fracture my ankle and tear a tendon. But, as I mentioned in my last podcast, we were starting to develop some new healing modalities within the temple, and I applied these modalities to my ankle for its accelerated healing. And I'm pleased to say that although the ankle was fractured, it wasn't particularly painful and I didn't have to have a cast or surgery. I managed to do it with ease and grace. And using the higher dimensional energies of the temple did indeed greatly accelerate the healing for me. So I guess on a higher level, it was a good experience. But mind you, I wouldn't want to do it too often. Your feedback. Well, firstly, we're going to hear from John from Australia, who says, I have been studying the White Star Temple ebook, and the energy is very pure. It blows me away sometimes. I'm grateful to you and all the Ascended Masters for sharing this temple and giving me the opportunity to grow. Well, thank you, John. I'm pleased you got in touch, and I value your feedback. Next, we're going to hear from Angie, who says, I am loving your meditation CDs. Thank you for all your hard work and efforts, Angie. Well, thanks, Angie. I'm glad that you enjoy the work that I do. And lastly, we're going to hear from Jane, also from Australia, who says, Dear Soltek, thank you, for your wonderful work of channeling these beautiful beings of love and light, and bringing their messages to us, and for us to experience this love, light and beauty. Love, Jane. Thanks, Jane. That's a wonderful feedback to get. And I agree that the Ascended Masters are truly beautiful beings of love and light. Well, if you'd like to send me your feedback, you can get in touch. MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. the good fortune to connect with Christine. And she's going to give us firsthand her experience of the White Star Temple and what it means to her. I'm here with Christine, who's part of my Miriam Gardens Temple group and discussion group too. So, Christine, you've been part of the temple for a little while now. What's your experience of it?
I really enjoy my temple experiences. When I come here on a Thursday evening, which was my only experience for a while, I just really looked forward to it, and I found that it took me to a place in meditation that was very different than anything that I'd experienced before. A greater expansion, not just feeling expanded in the way you would or I have experienced in a normal meditation, but seemed to be taken to much greater heights and to much softer and loving energy than I've experienced before. It's very nurturing, very loving, and I believe I come out of those sessions with a greater insight and a softness and an understanding of myself and my connection to the world than I have in any other particular group that I've ever attended.
Fantastic. Okay, would you say that the temple has changed your life in any way?
Yeah, I believe that since I've been attending the temple, and as I said, I love it very much, so I've actually found my way to be able to attend at least two others a week most of the time. I believe that I've grown more into my divinity. I feel I have much more confidence and self-belief, and that natural instinct to love and have compassion for others. The feeling of belonging to a much larger purpose in life and being able to actually see where it is that I'm being led on my journey to be part of that has been greatly assisted with my time spent in the temple.
And the higher dimensional energies that you experience through the temple, how would you say that that energy differs from, say, the energies that we can receive in a fairly ordinary meditation?
It's hard to put words on the experience of the energies that come through in the temple meditation. It's like you hear the words that are being spoken by yourself and you think, I'll remember those because they're so profound, but the energies take you to a place of such elevation and joy and expansion as when you come back, you don't remember the words until you hear the CDs, which we're very lucky to be able to listen to afterwards. But you feel that you have this expansion and this knowingness anyway within you that holds all that. And that's the beauty of it.
Okay, and lastly, do you have a favourite ascended master or masters?
Yes, my favourite master would be Sananda. And obviously Mary, they resonate with me. They have since I've been a young girl. As far as energies go, they would be those that would have the strongest effect on opening my heart, I believe. But the messages that come through from Sanat Kumara and Serapis Bay I find quite outstanding and very helpful.
Well, look, thank you for your sharing your words this day. And we'll look forward to perhaps hearing from you sometime in future again.
Thank you, Soltech.
Later in this episode, I'll be sharing with you a channeling from the Archangel Kirael. So what I'd like to share with you now is a small extract from one of Kirael's channelings from 2009. And he kind of talks about the angels in relation to divinity. So hopefully you'll find it quite interesting. So here we go. Kirael, come into the universal mind. Your consciousness no longer restrains you. We are found by the light. It catches us in its power. We strengthen I embrace you all and those angels I have brought with me likewise, as if you were encircled by the angelic presence, and so it is. For we are eternally confirmation of divine presence. When that presence is near, when the supreme consciousness is focused, we become like an entranceway. We become a declaration. We announce by our presence that the greater presence is imminent. That is part of our function as angels. It is our way of being, for we manifest as do you in the wake of our Creator. But as we are linked in a special way with divinity, what we call the angelic principle, so it is that we appear in an instance when divinity is focused. It is not our choice, for that is irrelevant. It is how we are. When you turn a switch on, does not the light bulb illuminate? We are the illumination. We are a consequence of the presence of divinity. In this regard, we ebb and flow, those whom you call angels. I have never journeyed to you independently. I come as the outer radiance of the presence. You know this. So then take heed, for I am with you this day. You are aware that God is everything, everywhere, but that which I speak of is our Creator. And so then there is the superficial appearance of the Creator being a separate presence. Deepen your awareness now. Allow that which I speak of to arrive within your consciousness. You are dear, you are precious, your story is never ending, and always it brings you to the feet of God. You are held in such a manner this day. Well, I hope you enjoyed that brief extract from a much larger channeling from Kirael. And Kirael is an archangel that is specifically associated with the temple. And I very much resonated to what it was that he was putting forward, which is the idea that the angels can only manifest when the greater presence of divinity is near, so that when the angels come to us, we know that God is beside us. So it's kind of a lovely way to look upon the angels. Well, I look forward to your feedback and any insights that you may have. And in particular, if you have an angel story, I'd love to be able to share it with the rest of our listeners in this podcast. You can email me, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. I'd just like to take the opportunity to remind you that my White Star Temple book is available from my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. It's available in both a print edition and a digital edition. So do journey to my website, take a look at it, see what you think. It has a lot of great spiritual lectures within it. It's the beginning point of the temple, and therefore the concepts that are found within it create the foundation for the whole temple experience. And while you're there, you might like to also look at the original recordings, the CD sets that I spoke of earlier, which I will gradually convert to digital downloads. Well, as ever, we come to the free lecture. This time around, I'm going to share with you something a little different. You're probably all aware of the recent earth changes and events that have happened around the world this year. It certainly has been a startling year in this regard. And where I live in Australia, it hasn't been immune to this either. We've certainly had major flooding and cyclones earlier in the year. Well, in response, we were gifted a meditation that came through dearest Kirael, who gave us I guess a guided visualization in which we were able to bring higher dimensional energies to areas of crisis. Now, the beautiful thing about this particular meditation is it's non-specific. So even though it was brought about in response to Japan and to the New Zealand earthquakes, you can actually apply this form of meditation to any circumstance anywhere in the world. So I'm going to share this with you in the hope that you will undertake this meditation and bring your energies and the higher dimensional energies into this world in order to bring about further healing and change. So I do hope you enjoy it. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you once again. So take care until next time. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia. All the best and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Kirael, who comes amongst you this day. We find ourselves, as ever, within the radiance of your ascended heart temple, perfectly named this day. We step into, as it were, the many wondrous souls who join you there. For you have family indeed in many places. Come into the feeling of this. You sense the energies begin to lift. So accustomed are you now to the embrace of higher dimensional energies. In fact, perhaps, you have acclimatized. That is to say, in truth, there is a great strength to that which surrounds you, which now has become, let us say, akin to normal. For you are surrounded powerfully, not the least, of course, being within the presence of each other's radiance. Do not discount this. It is a precious gift. With this also journeys the exquisite Christ consciousness to this your temple. And the emanations, as it were, of your soul and those whom are present. This is a potent recipe. Perhaps taken in your stride, but nonetheless There is a potency here. It is one of the reasons, perhaps, why you are drawn together. For there is replenishment for the human aspect in this. I come as one angelic. And so then, does my realm. Enhance this gathering and this your temple. Come always into your breath, the breath that binds us. Find your countenance. Step into your majesty, for I shall lead you on a special journey this day. It shall be a departure from that which is usual. I have been summoned. And I do not readily, let us say, work with your humanity, for it is not where I am directed. But I join you this day. For you are masters of your species in many ways. Through the truth of this temple and the truth of your heart, and each uniquely has their compassion. Finds a way in which love may serve. Let not the mind diminish. I come as one angelic. I see you in your brilliance. I see you bathed in your light. And as ones in this form, I say to you, enfold yourselves into my angelic presence, as if I were indeed a great angel of flight. Golden wings outstretched, wings that bear the signature of divine intimacy, decree and authority. And though in many ways we may call this symbolism, in truth there are vibrational wings. It is not literal to that of your bird species, let us say. You have no frame of reference for that which is the outstretched arms of an angel. It is an ambience, let us say. The wings of an angel are in truth a feeling. A feeling that comes into and is held by the souls who engage with an angel. It is many things, and by your terms can be described in many ways. The wings and arms of an angel. Is compassion embodied? And beyond this, for we are not of emotion. Through us, there is a window to divine essence. Within our presence, there is felt not us, but the Creator. A glimpse of this. For we are the servant. We are the tools and fingertips, let us say. And as we touch, then divinity touches. Do you see? As we enfold, divinity embraces. So much more. We are tangible where the Creator is not. We may be experienced where the Creator may not. For you understand God, but I speak of that which is beyond, that which is outside of creation and gives it its birth. I say all of this to you, for we shall take flight and we shall overlook that which is the children of God, affected by calamity. Within your regions, I do not come as one directed for self. I come to facilitate your service. For I do not tend in this regard to humanity, but you in your mastery within the higher dimensions. This is your responsibility. Your people. So then, I shall use imagery, and in your oneness as you're gathering, and in the beauty of your radiance, held by my embrace. Do we take flight? We soar above, very slowly. These regions that are affected, we do not come into the energy of your dimension. It is not necessary. For as you understand all dimensions are linked, let us say, and as one dimension ripples, another quivers in response. So we shall work with the fabric of this higher spectrum, and it is our intention that in kind and in response, the fabric of your world is altered. Outside of your dimension, where free will resides, we do not have this constraint. Do you see? And as we pass over these regions, a shadow, let us say, is formed beneath us. This shadow energy moves across the surface of your dimension, and in this context, do not place connotations upon the word shadow. The shadow of an angelic presence, it is not an accurate term. Is a most mysterious yet powerful thing. It is beyond human conception. And so then it is quite special then for you to be privy to witness and be part of such a thing. And together, this angelic shadow, timed with our movement, passes over your world, do you see? Do you feel? And all that is angelic, that may be interpreted within your world, passes with this shadow, is like a distant caress directly from our Creator. A hand that may not touch, for there is no perception of it within creation, but it casts a shadow by which we may know it. And the angels then are such a thing. Come into the experience of this. Come into your mastery. This is essential at this moment. To bring the strength of you, to bring the uniqueness of your love, to bring the eternity of your focus. To that which is your world, in regions you understand so well, and calamities that you know of. Become the gateway, for divine shadow moves across the surface. In your mastery and in your equality with God, ask where it may go. Direct the divine hands, manifest as the angelic presence. Gather to you summon to you your limitlessness, your vastness, find your breath, breathe into your world. Become a conduit through which love flows from the soul of you, and in your oneness here, this trickle of love forms a waterfall. And where the angelic shadow passes, direct your energy of love, and more than this, direct your will. These are your people. This is your planet. And you love. For for your soul treasures its experiences here on your world. Do not summon to you your humanness. Rather, come into your strength, the truth of you. And as you flash upon a feeling, let us say, of compassion and willingness, so it is that you bring the energy of all of creation with you, for you are not separate. Each has the capacity to bring the divine gaze and the collective gaze of the children of God. To a focus, do you see? It is not about a power to do this, that you must be powerful or to be in high attainment. You understand the idea of oneness. It has many benefits, let us say. As you are interconnected, then the whole of the creation and universe is yours to direct. To bring the collective gaze. And more than this, the totality of love within creation into alignment, into purpose. Do you see? It is always framed within divine will. That is a given. And divine will embraces your autonomy. Come into this breath, for you are witness to an angelic shadow. We do not witness that which is literal. It is not necessary to see the physicality. Of that which is the fallen. Of that which is the crises. Far greater is the fabric of human emotion that we read upon the aura of your world. And it is to this that the shadow passes, and with it your witnessing, to be a witness is truly profound. Your masters have used this word often. It is not simply to look. It is, as I have explained, to bring divine gaze and the gaze of creation to a point of focus. For as you become the witness, creation sees through you. Again, for you are not separate. Come into the beauty of this. For love wishes to serve. And though these words perhaps sound abstract, as always you understand. Through the interior, through the feeling of this, so then we witness, and love journeys to your world, a love beyond emotion. The love that sustains creation and moves as a breath. And you have learned of the importance of joy. It is the aura that surrounds love. So we bring joy. For in the joy, love is possible. And in the joy, everything is surmountable. For hardship is illusion, disaster likewise. We replace this illusion for a time, with unending joy. We bring also the faith and trust that we wear like a medallion in divine assurance, a reasoning beyond our own of why that which is, is. You understand well that when the illusion of hardship comes into your world, it is a symptom of change, the divine thought in motion, that something in incredibly wondrous shall be born of all consequences, that the threads are being woven and for a time pulled apart to be woven once more. Do you see? It is as simple as this. It is important, my dearest ones, for you to have faith in yourselves. It is so simply put, yet seldom heeded or understood. Bring faith into your world. The more that you gain confidence in self, then so does, let us say, the thermostat of humanity rise. for you are woven. Come into your assurance. Well. I would say to you, to re-experience these words and energies again. For a greater depth of meaning and purpose. Shall reveal itself each time. I love you. And I am a servant of your Creator. I am a gift from one whom loves, so that all may love. Serve the divine. The divine within each human. As we do. And I am Kirael Adonai.